concerned when you find it in your population of children in any community. The levels that you'll find in soft tissue then are basically about the level where things are starting to go wrong with heme synthesis, so 100 micrograms of lead per kilogram. So if we have any increase over the background level, then the human health is going to deteriorate. The tetraethyl lead was the only one that readily crossed across as an organolead compound into the blood. And fortunately, with the decrease in the use of leaded petrol, the amount of lead in the blood has dropped. So here we're looking at the total amount of lead used over a six-month period and tracking that from the 1970s through the 1980s as the phase-out of the tetraethyl lead came in. And the average blood levels here are being plotted against that, and at the moment this is in micrograms per deciliter, and you can see a very nice correlation between that decline in the use of leaded petrol and the decline in the actual